Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Hey, hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. And hey, thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, for welcoming the 40,000-plus listeners that listen in to show here on Blog Talk Radio called Home-Based Business 101. Yes, you're my best friend, too, and I just thank you so much for just being a wonderful grandson and learning how to grow up and walk. And the footprints and the blueprint that our family is putting together as far as entrepreneurship, business development, and leadership. And that's what we're going to talk about today as we talk about, do you have what it takes? Yes, we're going to talk about this morning, do you have what it takes? And when we talk about do you have what it takes, we're going to talk about it in the context of this morning of leadership. There's a great book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, written by John C. Maxwell. Tremendous book, tremendous, tremendous book. I advise everybody out there that's listening, you know, pick up a copy of that book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, because there's four things that you know, you can get from this whole piece, and the one is the laws can be learned. Some are easier to understand and apply than others, but every one of them can be mastered. Laws can be learned. So, you know, you don't want to read stuff in the abstract. You want to read it, see how it can apply to you. Laws can be learned. So you can learn some valuable laws from this book. You know, we're going to hit on a couple of them today. But that can help you with your personal growth and your business development so that you can have what it takes. That's what we're talking about this week. Do you have what it takes? You know, to manage and steer your own ship. You know. Hey, there's a song. God bless the child that has their own. Papa may have, mama may have, but God bless the child that's got their own. So laws can be learned. Number two, laws can stand alone. Each law complements all the others, but you don't need one in order to learn the other. Laws can stand alone. You know that you don't have to learn, you know, if you get the book, if you're not good in all 21 of them, you know, hey, as long as you're good in some of them. See, if you get good at something some of the time, you're going to have a whole lot more going on for you than some people that don't have anything happening for them good any of the time. You know, even though that we were probably looking at life, we probably could point out and show them some things. One good thing is I always tell people when they tell me and they complain and they cry and they talk about everything else, and I look at them and I say, you know what, well, thank God you're not dead yet. And they look, you know, now and then I get a few people that say, you know, you're right about that. And I get a few other people that say, but I wish I was. See, that's when some people that's real cynical say, well, just pull out the gun and shoot them, you know. So, well, I can solve that problem for you. And they used to have a person that did that, Dr. Kevorkian, you know, fellow doctor there. You know. That's a whole nother topic. Let me stay on point. I don't get sidetracked into some of my own views here. But basically, you know, hey, you are alive. And so, thus, you're alive, you survived, you got a chance to make today different than yesterday was. The laws can stand alone. You don't need to master all of these to make some of them work for you. Number three, laws carry consequences. If you ignore them, you will be unable to lead well. If you implement them, people will follow you. They carry consequences. There's consequences. So last week, consequences to two people running through the light. They both hit each other in terms of their cars. They both ended up getting carried out on stretches. There are consequences when you do not follow law. There are consequences. And we're talking about the law of leadership this morning as it helps you build your business. There's consequences. if you're involved in a business that deals with a team and teams doing stuff, there's consequences if you're not a team player. You stand alone by yourself out there on your lonesome, on your island. Hey, tidal wave come and drown you. Did nobody know you wanted to be out there on your own? I mean, they might have known you wanted to be out there on your own. You're out there on your own. You ain't got no relief, no help. So, you know, it's important to understand the consequences that laws carry. Number four, laws are the foundation of leadership. Once you learn principles, you have to apply them to your life to achieve full potential as a leader. You got to apply them. You know, that's the thing that's so important. You have to apply what you learn. When you don't apply what you learn, you're in trouble. What good is it to learn something you don't apply it? You know. Hey, let's take the first law. The law of the lid. Leadership ability determines a person's level of effectiveness. The law of the lid is basically deal with the ability to lead is the lid that determines a person's effectiveness. The lower an individual's ability to lead, the lower the lid on his potential. The better person is at leading, the higher lid on his potential for achievement, the law of the lid. For example, in the 1930s, Dick and Maurice McDonald opened one of the first fast food restaurants. See, this is deep for all you out there that are history buffs. Because most people won't think back that far. You know, it wasn't called McDonald's, it was the McDonald's brothers then. But in 1930, one of the first fast food restaurants. By the 50s, their annual revenue was $350,000, and they took home about $100,000 each year. But despite their success, they were not true leaders. They tried to franchise their restaurants, but only sold 15 licenses, of which only 10 became actual restaurants. In contrast, Ray Kroc joined them in 1954 and proved himself a powerhouse of leadership. He assembled a team of the sharpest people he could find, worked hard, and sacrificed for business. In 1961, he bought the McDonald brothers out for $2.7 million. And the rest is history. The McDonald brothers' weak leadership put a lid on their ability to succeed. So what is it you're working on? Do you have a lid? What's your lid? See, what's your lid? How far can you see? How far can you envision? You know, hey, you know, you've got to be able to see. To apply the law of the lid takes four steps. First, list your major goals. One, that requires cooperation from others. Two, assess your leadership skills. Three, ask others to rate your leadership on a scale of 1 to 10. And four, compare their scores to your assessment and ask yourself, how willing are you to grow in the areas of leadership? See, this is important. The McDonald brothers had a gold mine. But because of the lid on their leadership, they didn't see what Ray Kroc saw. Thus, Ray Kroc is the one that makes McDonald's a household name today, not the McDonald's brothers. Most people don't even know who the daggone McDonald's brothers are. I mean, again, until I did research on this, I didn't know that they first was dealing with fast food in the 1930s. 20 years later, in the 50s, they got, you know, a little popularity, but that was 20 years. Rick Cross was dealing with it 4 years later. Bam. He looked at where this thing could go. He was a visionary. He could see. It's like a record, you know, used to be out there. You're blind, baby. You're blind, baby. You don't see what I can see. Oh, man. Oh, I got to touch on that one this morning. Just like the business opportunity that we had. A lot of you out there, you're blind. You're blind. You don't see the e-commerce and the travel piece that YTB has to offer as we are moving closer and closer to this thing coming up called Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and all of that. And people can buy everything they want to be able to buy online that they're already doing, and you can get paid. And you can also offer people an affiliate opportunity by owning a piece of the pie. and they can have an affiliate opportunity in which they can make money, and they can get paid, and you get, but you're blind, baby. You're blind, baby. You don't see what I can see. You like the McDonald's, brother. You need a Ray Kroc in your life? Hey, well, you know, we got something to offer you. Don't be blind, deaf, dumb, and blind, and keep complaining about why you broke. You broke because you're blind. That's why you broke. Hey, number two in the learned law of leadership, the law of influence, the true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. If you don't have influence, you will never be able to lead others. True leadership cannot be appointed or assigned. See, too many people want to be assigned as the leader. No. Titles are often meaningless in this sense. Leadership must be earned. The only thing a title can buy is a little time, either to increase your level of influence with others or to undermine. There are five major myths about leadership. First is the management myth that holds that leading and managing are the same thing. However, leadership is about influencing people, while management is about maintaining systems and processes. You got to be able to influence people. You got to be able to get down with people and be able to meet with them and meet them where they at. You can manage people all day long and never know who their children are, who their family is, what problems they got. But in order to influence them, you got to roll up your sleeves and you got to get to know that person. The second is entrepreneurship. Holding entrepreneurs are de facto leaders. Entrepreneurs are skilled in identifying opportunities and making money for them. But McDonald brothers were entrepreneurs. Ray Kroc was the leader. You out there, again, as I'm telling you today, you might be an entrepreneur. But in YTV, we got some people that are leaders. I'm a leader. People on my team is a leader. We can show you how to capitalize on your entrepreneur skill set and take advantage of one of the greatest market shifts to take place in your history. But you miss it with your entrepreneur blind mindset. You hear me right. I said your blind mindset. Your blind mindset, you will miss the fact that there's a market shift going on right now before your very eyes in your own lifetime space. What are you going to do about it? Everybody you know shops and purchases and travels. And I'm not talking about shop, purchases, and traveling, about things that they don't normally buy. Everybody out there, I hope, you know, you got your body regulated and whatever in terms of how you eat and do whatever. And, you know, hey, I'm not trying to be vulgar this morning, but, you know, hey, I hope that, you know, you use some toilet paper. When was the last time you bought toilet paper from yourself? And I don't care what kind of brand you want, whether you are Scott, Charmin, Northern, or whatever. We show you how to buy toilet paper from yourself, the brand you already use, and get paid. Are you doing that right now? If not, you're an idiot. Ooh. You wiping your butt and not getting paid. Dumb. All right, hey, let me move on to the next one. The third, the knowledge myth, see, holds that those who possess knowledge and intelligence are leaders, but you can visit any major university and meet brilliant research scientists who would not make good leaders. What I just finished saying again, a lot of you think, you know, you got knowledge, you got power, you got the knowledge, man, if you got it down packed. Yeah, but you wiping your butt and you ain't getting paid. I hope I'm offending some people this morning. That's what leaders do. Leaders take a stand. If I'm offending you this morning, hey, send us a text at 252-406-0774. Let us teach you how to wipe your butt and get paid. Don't like that? Hey, you can just cut the show off. I really don't care, because the bottom line is this. I'm just telling you the God-given truth. What are you going to do about it? Keep wiping your butt and not getting paid? That's stupid. See, but you think you know something. You don't know nothing. All right, let me move on to the next. The pioneer myth. Fourth, the pioneer myth says that anyone who is out in front of the crowd is a leader. To be a leader, a person has to be out in front, but he must also have people who are willing to follow him. You got to have people that's willing to roll with you, as people would say out in the street world. Who are your boys? Who's willing to roll with you? Who got your back? See, And so, you know, that's very important. You know, who's following you, see? You call yourself a leader? Look around. You don't see nobody following you? You're not a leader. And as a leader, you know, that's important. How do you influence people? You influence people by spending time with them. To apply the law of influence, it takes 3 steps. Ask yourself which of the 5 myths you have believed in the past. You must change your current thinking. So Maxwell goes on, he says, what do you usually rely on most to persuade people to follow you? Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Character. See, this is an important thing. Who are you? One of the things that helped me in my gang prevention work is that in terms of character, young people know that I'm for real. I don't play with them. They also know that I'm going to keep it real. And they also know that in all things, in decent and in order, I got their back. I will never compromise our relationship. This leads to the next thing, relationships. Who are you? What are the relationships you have with people? How do you relate to them? Again, if you're involved in a network marketing capacity, building a business, you know, this home-based business 101, and you got people who are part of your team, and you ain't never sit down, you only sit down with the husband, but they ain't never sit down with the spouse, don't know the children's name, don't know what schools they go to, don't know the grandmother, the aunts, the uncles. That's relationship building. See, how are you going to expect to lead them and you don't have a relationship with them? You don't even know who their family is. Next one, number 3, knowledge. What do you know? I pride myself on always keeping myself abreast, upbeat, up to tune, to know what's going on in the world. Knowledge. And then specialized knowledge, as Napoleon Hill says, I don't want just empty knowledge. I want specialized knowledge. Because I can share that with people. Next is intuition, or what you feel. You know, what is it you feel about stuff? People, see, they want to know what you think, how you feel. And you're getting some of my passion this morning, you know, as I'm sharing with you just a basic common sense thing. You wipe your butt, you ought to get paid. You're going to hear me say that a couple of times this morning. And like I said, I know for some people that's going to be offensive. And as I told you already, I really don't care. Because if you can't get that basic level understanding there, that you can get paid to wipe your butt, I feel bad for you. See? You keep on going out, and then you see something as simple and fundamental. I mean, and it takes me back to a person who was, you know, one of my mentors, who took me always back to something very simple and fundamental. I remember we did a workshop, and we had, you know, we was building a community-based organization. And part of raising the money for the community-based organization, we had to sell discount membership cards that would allow people to come to the facility, or some people will call it a store, but it was more than a store, but the facility, to purchase things that they was going to purchase anyway, that we were going to put on, you know, a stock shelf and whatever, but they with their discount membership card, they was able to get it at a reduced price. But in order to generate the capital for the organization, we had those of us that said we believed in the organization and all that, we had to go sell the discount membership cards. And when it went to that point, there was like something that came over the room where people was like, you know, we got to go sell something? And I'll never forget that night. You know, my mentor, he stood up and he says, everybody's selling something every day long. Just why are you complaining when you get to sell something, but other people selling something to you all the time? And he even broke it down to the point that, you know, hey, in this country, you know, and you can go on the internet, you know, I don't go to those girly sites and all of that stuff, and they used to have 800 calls. They probably still got some of that stuff going. This country will sell you sex. Will sell you anything. That you foolish enough to buy. Some things we need, some things we don't. I never could figure out how people would go online and spend all of that money buying the girly stuff. You know, I mean, the guys that are displaced, you know, we got all the people that, you know, just spend the money for those sex lines where you dial the number and, you know, a person talk to you over the phone and people get their jollies off. I never could understand how people could spend money on something like that as opposed to being really involved in a relationship with somebody. I mean, but his point was this. Selling and buying is going on all day long. What side of the equation are you on? Warren Buffett says, if you use something, you ought to own it. And that's all I'm saying again this morning. We got a system and a process where you can get paid to wipe your butt by owning a site in which you can buy your toilet paper. Not only your toilet paper, you brush your teeth, your mouthwash, your deodorant. Same brand. You ain't got to change brands. You ain't got to buy the Baba Jahi brand, even though I tell you straight up, you know, for me, I like Scott toilet paper, but I'm not promoting them this morning. But I'm saying you buy whatever brand you like, whatever toothpaste you like, whatever mouthwash you like, whatever deodorant you like. See, again, it comes down to this thing about how do you feel your intuition as a leader and how much will you stand on a platform and say what you got to say. That's what I'm saying, what I got to say this morning. This is my platform. You don't have to like it. You can hang up. But you still have to wipe your butt, hopefully, if you ain't, you know, constipated before the day is out or before tomorrow is out or before the next day is out. Just ask yourself one fundamental question. See, but I want just a ring in your head. It's time you wipe your butt. I want you to ask yourself, did I get paid? Or I just wiped my butt and I didn't get paid. Man, boy, Baba Jahi, you know, man, what he's saying is powerful. That's all. Hey, next is experience. Where have you been as a leader? Your experience. What have you been through? Oh, man, I do a whole show on, you know, experiences I've had. But, you know, I try to share those experiences. I just shared with you, you know, one from one of my mentors who just made us really, really understand the importance of sales. I mean, another lesson he used to do, and it was deep, you know, used to meet, just, you know, again, get my age out here. You know, we used to meet when Monday Night Football was really a big deal. You know what I mean? That was back in the days when Tony Dorsett was playing, you know, when Tony D was playing, you know, for the Dallas Cowboys and whatever. And our leader, Fran Warren, who was the first African-American regional commissioner for HUW, who had a budget of $1.6 billion. I remember all of those things because he used to impress upon us how he grew up as a child being on welfare to one day manage welfare. And I had to manage $1.6 billion. But anyway, he was have us meet as a team on Monday night football. And, you know, people was like, well, you know, but Frank, I want to watch the game. He said, well, you know, you get a VCR, you take the game, we got to meet. Say, Dorsett and them, they making their money, or you going to make yours. See, we like to be spectators in other people's lives. We like to be spectators in other people's lives, watching other people's lives move forward while I'll stay in a standstill. Again, it goes back to that. Are you getting paid every time you wipe your butt? Yeah, I know you say, oh, here you go, he can set it again, and he can set it again. That's right, because I want to drive this point home today. There's things that you use every day. And let's switch it over to, you know, mouthwash or dish detergent, laundry detergent. The fundamental things that you use every day that you ain't getting a dime for, and we got a way that you can get paid for. See, again, as Ray Kroc, he was the visionary. The McDonald's brothers had the hamburger stand, but they never, never cashed in on what Mickey D's is today. Do you see what I'm saying here? They never cashed in on what Mickey D's is today. Ray Kroc did, but they did. They had the product. They made a little bit of money, but Ray Kroc made big because he had a vision and he saw how to cash in. You can make money today if you can just take the blinders off your eyes and see how to cash in. Hey, the next level here is past experience. But what have you done? I ain't tooting my own horn this morning, but, you know, hey, back in college of the day, Being president of NAACP in 1980 helped build the number one college chapter in America. That's leadership. See, how did I do that? By getting other people involved. The law of influence. See, I never put myself above the group. See, that's some of my past success experiences. And just like this morning, as I do this show every morning, is I don't put myself above you. I know what I've done, and I'm sharing with you in terms of what I do and how I can benefit you. And last is ability. What can you do? Ability. Obviously, there's something that's coming through this show. Other than that, 40,000 people would not have tuned into a show here on Home Based Business 101. I would look at that back office, and it would say zero. Zero is no hero. 40,000 of you out there have listened here to this show and said you're getting something of value or beauty from this broadcast. With that being said, that tells you there's some powerful messages coming out of you. But the most important thing is, what are you going to do with it? Janet Jackson had a song, you know, hey, what have you done for me lately? Ain't nothing going on but the rent. Yeah, I'm going to switch that up a little bit. What are you doing for yourself lately? Ain't nothing going on but what you act upon. And if you, you know, you just take in and absorb some stuff like a sponge but don't act on it, that's all you are, is a sponge. Somebody step on you and it all gets squeezed out. You know, what have you done for yourself lately? You gathering information, gathering facts, you know, this, that. When are you going to act? See, action. Action steps. I'm going to tell you a little secret. I do coaching, and I check with a lot of people that do coaching. I, you know, I'm dealing with people from the Maxwell team. I'm dealing with people from the Rich Dad team, the Joe Vitale team. People that's in the gym wrong, all I'm going to tell you the same thing. I can give you this information, but if you don't take the action steps, it don't mean nothing. And you got people that pay hundreds and thousands of dollars to be coached by these people. And they like to hear them speak to them and talk to them. And when I talk to some of the different people that I know in the coaching profession, they tell me the one fundamental thing that really upsets them, that really just gets next to their soul, is they say that most of the people that I coach, man, they could do great, but their problem is they won't take the action steps. They just like being talked to. I'm giving you an action step this morning. Send us a text to 252-406-0774. Say, I'm tired of wiping my butt. I get paid. Give us your email address. I'm giving you that action step. We'll see how many people that tune into this show today do that. Because if you don't, then just like what you put in that toilet, you full of it too. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi this morning. And again, you know, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just trying to get you to think and take action. Because if you don't take action, your life is going to stay the same way it's always been, and it ain't never going to change. Okay? There cannot be any change without any action. So, hey, thank you for tuning in this morning about Do You Have What It Takes? Make sure you send us a text to 252-406-0774. Put your email address in there and say, hey, I'm tired of wiping my butt, not getting paid. Show me how. Show me how. We make sure we do that so you don't be like what you put in that toilet. All right? God bless you. Hey, God willing and the creek don't rise, we'll be back here tomorrow with part four as we wrap up. Do You Have What It Takes? Take care. God bless you.